At the Four Dam Pool public meeting held in Wrangell late April, CEO Dave Carlson reminded the audience of a certain memorandum of understanding which was signed by the five utilities before purchasing the projects from the state in 2002.
Before we actually closed the deal and purchased the projects, the five utilities all agreed and signed an MOU to this effect that they would sit down someday in the not-too-distant future to research how the Four Dam Pool could essentially be broken up, restructured so that those utilities that wanted to own those projects could buy the projects. So that's kind of been the background intent of the group almost since day one, that they wanted to have control over their own projects.
During the last Wrangell City Council meeting, Councilmember Ernie Christian proposed that Wrangell move towards that goal of owning their own hydroelectric project at Tyee Lake. He made a motion to contract D. Hiddle & Associates to determine the feasibility of Tyee being a standalone hydro facility for Wrangell and Petersburg. D. Hiddle has done recent rate studies for Wrangell and the Four Dam Pool. The Four Dam Pool has been working towards a divestiture for the past 2 years that would leave the Swan Lake project and the Tyee Lake project in a two-dam pool. Christian sees some potential issues stemming from this.
An issue underneath the power sales agreement, which we haven't seen yet, was that, of course, Wrangell-Petersburg gets firm power out of Tyee, but a second firm power would go to Ketchikan, and everything else would be interruptible, like their swimming pool in Ditchy Silver Bay log over here. So, for instance, if the cake intertie goes through, cake could potentially be cut off. While, you know, of course, Wrangell-Petersburg gets first power and Ketchikan gets second, and all interruptibles would be cut off. Potentially, if we did own Tyee hydro facility, we could sell the rate higher to Ketchikan than we ourselves pay it ourselves. I mean, it could be all negotiated and still pay for the debt on the facility.
Vice Mayor Paul Southland said exploring all options will only help Wrangell make wise choices.
I think it's a wonderful idea because whether or not the divestiture is in the best format that it could possibly be in for Wrangell and Petersburg is the question here, not whether or not it's a good thing, it's whether or not it's the best thing. So I think we need to explore all of these different potentialities. Obviously, Kodiak and Copper Valley feel that they're best suited by being standalone facilities, which would lead me to think there must be some advantage to that.
The Wrangell Council is aware that pursuing a feasibility study for Tyee will take the support of Petersburg since they share the project with Wrangell. Acting City Manager Jeff J. Bush also reminded the Council that becoming a one-dam pool would require a unanimous vote of the four-dam pool board. He suggested that Ketchikan may not vote for it. Southland said while that may be true, establishing whether or not Tyee can be a standalone project could only shed some further insight into four-dam pool matters.
We haven't taken a position as a city or a region yet, although it appears that all the other members of the Four Dam Pool have their vested interests already carved out, and we don't seem to have done our job quite as thoroughly as they may have.
The council approved the motion to contract with D. Hiddle & Associates to determine the feasibility of Tyee being a standalone hydro facility for Wrangell and Petersburg. But before this happens, the Wrangell Council will hear a cost estimate for the study at their next meeting and contact Petersburg to see if they want to pursue the study as well. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.